Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
Today's Gospel, the episode of the crossing of a lake at night, can be read as a rough period between two high moments, the multiplication of the loaves and the stir Jesus caused when he arrived at Capernaum the next day. It was a time when it was already dark, the sea was stirred by a strong wind, and the disciples were rowing with difficulty. It sounds similar to that episode in the life of Elijah in the book of Kings, in which Elijah had defeated all the prophets of Baal, but shortly after that, Jezebel threatened to kill him. So he ran away and he felt very depressed and wished to die. And what happened is that God appeared to him on Mount Horeb and renewed his hope and sent him back. These stories remind us of those low moments of desolation or trial that take place from time to time in every spiritual journey, even in the midst of positive events. What was the particular trial of that moment? I think it had to do with the fact that Jesus had just displayed such power. He had multiplied the loaves, everyone had accepted him, and the next moment everything was dark. The wind was against them, they had a struggle. When that happens, you start wondering, if Jesus just showed us he has such power, why doesn't he change this situation immediately? Why doesn't he calm the winds? Notice, by the way, that in this particular account, Jesus did not calm the storm. He allowed the disciples to battle with it for hours. The only things Jesus did was walk toward them, assure them that it was him, and speak to them. And also he walked on the waters, as if he was saying to them, all these things happening around you in the sea of society that so much frighten you, they don't pose a challenge for me. They cannot envelop me. I walk on top of them. I see they can create turmoil in your souls, and that's why I'm walking toward you, so that you may not succumb to fear or hopelessness. Jesus allows us to go through these trials because he knows that we can grow in faith, humility, and resilience through them. So, does this gospel help you to discover how Christ worked through trials you've been through in recent times? What was the cause behind those challenges? Did you discover any signs of his presence during those times?